All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive with us. Today, we're going to be looking at a fun little story called The Turkey Craft Party.
Ooh, fun. I love a good craft party.
Yeah, this one's all about Thanksgiving. So, it's got all that good autumn energy. Basically, it's about a bunch of kids who are making some pretty special Thanksgiving turkeys.
Oh, so they're not just, your average construction paper turkeys.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay, I'm intrigued already.
Right, so we've got this great cast of characters. There's Ginger. Now, Ginger loves adding all sorts of bright, colorful feathers to her turkey.
Oh, I can just picture it. It's so vibrant.
Exactly. And then you've got Yemley. Yemley is all about the little details. Really takes her time to get everything just right.
I love that. A little perfectionist in the making, maybe.
Oh, could be. Then we've got Gio. Now, Gio is all about competition. He wants to have the biggest tail on his turkey, like the biggest one anyone's ever seen.
Sounds like someone I know. Always going for the gold.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And last but not least, there's Smith. Smith is just trying to make the silliest looking turkey he can.
Haha. Gotta love that. I bet his turkey brings a lot of laughs to the party.
Oh, absolutely. But here's where the story takes a really heartwarming turn. Their teacher, Mrs. Penny, she tells them they're going to be making thankful turkeys.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that.
Right. So for each feather on their turkey, they have to write down something that they're thankful for.
That's a really clever way to combine creativity with, a little bit of gratitude. And honestly, I think that's a great lesson for all of us, no matter what age. Like, just taking a moment to appreciate the good things in life can really make a difference.
You're so right. And it's so interesting to see what these kids come up with because, they're thankful for all sorts of things.
Right.
Like Yemley, for example, she writes about how she's thankful for her family and for books.
Ah, that's so precious. Family and books. What more could you need, right?
Seriously.
Yeah.
And Gio being, Mr. Competitive, he's mostly thankful for soccer and his awesome friends.
I mean, those are pretty awesome things to be thankful for. Makes sense.
For sure. But then you've got Ginger. And you know what Ginger's thankful for? Cookies.
Cookies. Well, hey, you can't go wrong with that. It just goes to show that thankfulness can come from all sorts of places, right? Yeah. It doesn't have to be, these big, grand things. Sometimes it's the little things, the simple things that bring us the most joy.
Exactly. And that's what I love about this story. It really highlights how diverse gratitude can be.
Mm.
But it doesn't stop there. Ginger, being the creative little soul that she is, she comes up with an amazing idea. She suggests they have a thankful turkey parade to show off all their amazing creations.
Oh, that is the cutest thing I've ever heard. I bet they were so proud marching around with those turkeys.
Oh, absolutely. They were beaming. It's a really simple story, but it just captures that Thanksgiving spirit so perfectly.
It really does. And I think it leaves us with a really great question to think about. What would your thankful turkey look like? Like, if you were to make one, what would you write on those feathers? What are you thankful for?
That's such a great question for everyone to ponder. And hey, even if you don't make an actual turkey, just taking a moment to think about those things that you're grateful for, it can really make a difference. So thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Turkey Craft Party.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Until next time.